Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go, baby boys. We're back. It's Monday. Real Ass Podcast, Gas Digital Network. What the fuck is up, bitches?
What's up, Zachy?
This is so good.
I know, it's a great song, dude.
It's a great album.
This whole album, fucking, this is Toxicity, correct?
Yep.
The first time I ever did cocaine in my entire life was the day that this album came out.
Wow.
Pull up the date.
Week before September 11th, 2001.
Yep. The Monday before, I believe. Maybe it was a Tuesday.
It was a week before. It would have been a Tuesday if the record came out.
Yeah, yeah. Tower Records.
We were both there.
Yeah, we were both there. That's right. Yeah, we talked about this. But yeah, that was the night I did cocaine for the first time. So this album makes me grind my teeth. Just the actual, when I hear the songs from it, there's this like reaction that I have. It just feels very cocaine-y. Great band, though. Fuck yeah. Welcome to the show, Real Ass Podcast. Monday. Look, I'm a little disorganized today, but it's okay. I don't need to be organized.
I mean, it's Monday.
I'm literally the best broadcaster in the world. Debatably, at the very least. 573
Gasline. You're in the conversation. I mean, that's what they like to say.
573 Gasline, can you name a better broadcaster in the world? Call up. If you can convince me that it's a better broadcaster, you're going to get a free mug. And we'll make a mug of that broadcaster for you on today's show.
A word? Somebody's going to win a Charlie Rose mug?
Possibly. I'll destroy Charlie Rose.
I mean, in an MMA fight, for sure.
Fucking, in any
Is there
contest.
A way to make a Howard Stern mug where the handle is his nose?
Maybe, possibly.
Hook nose. Yeah, you could do that.
Look, great show planned. Obviously, international superstar Zach D'Amico, as always, with me. But we have two amazing guests back. Both these guys, regulars on the show, friends for a very, very long time. The one and only Gino Visconti's here.
Hey, buddy. How are you, man?
What up, baby boy?
All great things, man.
All great, man. You look good today. Did you not have a show this morning?
No, we had a show, and we had a couple drinks. But I got back into the gym. I got a haircut, you know.
Okay.
Like, it's cyclical. Summers get away from me, and then fall rolls around. It's like, because I do the videos. I do these football videos every week that are just on YouTube, Geno's Picks. But, like, that's the thing about the business room. We have video documentation of ourselves.
Yeah.
So you're like, I look fine. And then you look at a video you did a year ago. You're like, I look like garbage.
I look fucking gorgeous. If you just Google image search me, pull that up in a second. Google it, because I have Harrington building my new website. So we're looking for images. And there was images last year when I was training for the fight. I mean, I look like a fucking model. Shannon, how did you start sucking my cock after I put all the weight back on?
Yeah, why? Why would
I
you
like
do
a
that?
Bigger, like, you know, I like a thicker guy better.
She does. She calls me thick, then she licks my thigh. She's like, what up, thick?
It's thickical. You're going to top that line. 4 minutes in, you're going to try and top
that's
that line?
It, dude,
I'm leaving. You're not topping
also,
that.
Also, from the High Society Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen, it's Chris from Brooklyn.
What up?
Hey,
what up,
baby boy? Bizzle?
Chilling? Crushing it?
Yeah. I'm still hungover because we got hammered the other day.
Hell yeah, dude. There's Alex. Look at my perfect Alex. What a good woman. I wish you would fucking act like that, Shannon.
She's
act
glowing.
Like what? Do more drugs?
Yeah, I think we so what do
oh,
drugs.
Just throwing shots.
Wow, did you hear that?
Did you hear Shannon throwing shots at you, Alex?
Wow. She said you're flat chested.
No.
She said that.
She called you a dumb Alex. Cunt. It
she
was
called
really
you
mean.
A fucking flat chested hoa. She said a wannabe.
Doesn't believe you.
Dude, how funny would it be if they just started fist fighting?
Oh, so good.
And they started kissing each other.
Thank you.
Like deeply kissing.
That would be a way better podcast. You guys should fight.
If you could have a threesome with two female Gas Digital employees, who would be the two?
It's not... only two.
Yeah, no, we count Becky. We'll count Bex. Little Bex. Is there anybody
two
else?
Two females?
Is there anybody else?
I'd say Congdon and Vecchione.
Congdon and Vecchione. I guess if you count the female hosts, there's still only two, but...
One more coming up.
Does he say Godfrey and who else?
Who else? So there's Alex, there's Kim, there's Shannon. Becky, Shannon.
That's all.
That's the only females that work under the umbrella of Gas Digital?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There was that chick who worked at Merch Pump for like 2 hours. Does that count?
And Marissa used to be here.
Oh, yeah, that chick.
I love how you say umbrella. Like, this is some far... It's like a cocktail umbrella that you're getting like...
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I shouldn't have pressed.
No, it's okay.
He just wants another drink.
Yeah, Gino's fucking...
He can't stop thinking about it.
Gino's twitching right now
thinking
about...
I've had so much whiskey this morning already. Daddy doesn't mail it.
We have whiskey. You want some whiskey?
Yeah, I'd love some whiskey.
Somebody get Gino a whiskey.
Thank you, for fuck's sake!
And get
wait, is
coffee.
This actual whiskey?
I'll take a beer.
Is this or is it the Florida whiskey you had me drink that time here?
Oh, I don't know. We get a lot of shitty sponsors.
Did you get rid of the Florida whiskey?
I remember that. No, I think we have Jameson from when you were on my show last week.
I believe there's a bottle of Courvoisier under the sink as well.
When I did your show last week, when I did the Thing Is podcast with Kim Congdon and Nate, who I kept calling Nick on our show. All right, back to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I need a coffee as well. So, look, we have a great show planned today. Let's get some plugs out of the way, and then we're going to get right fucking into it, okay? Thanks, Shannon. Chris from Brooklyn.
High Society Radio, every Thursday, Gas Digital Network, and Tuesdays on iTunes. Get that. Zach's coming in about a week. We're going to do some weird shit. It's just a tease. It's going to be weird, though.
Nice. I like it.
Now I'm at Comedy Fight Club tomorrow, judging with you.
Fuck yeah.
And then this Saturday, Capital Wrestling, back in Hoboken.
Love it. Love it. And very excited to have Capital Wrestling joining the Gas Digital Network. I think the premiere episode is going to be October 12th, if I'm not mistaken. But every week, premiering and streaming live, please join your favorite Gas Digital hosts in the live chat. Zach, you're going to be in the live chat for the first show?
Yeah.
Of course he will be. I just volunteered him for that.
I mean, isn't it Saturday afternoon? What else?
No. It's going to be...
When are they airing?
I think it's going to be airing Thursdays. I think it's October 10th. Look out for it. Or October 12th. Look out for it. Thank you very much, Nate.
Thank you very much, Nate.
Oh, it is Florida whiskey.
It's the Creek and Cave brand.
See, it's the Florida single malt whiskey. This is so bad. I'm going to drink
it. Get him some good stuff, dude. You don't have any good stuff out there? No?
I don't think he'd fuck with me.
That's all you have? All right.
I'm going to try, but this is...
Gino, what do you got to plug, brother?
You'll be at Comedy Fight Club tomorrow. Come early. We're doing the roast of Kevin Brennan at New York Comedy Club. At the Stand Comedy Club tomorrow night.
That's sick. I will come early. I'll come hang out a little bit.
It's 9 o'clock. There's 900 fucking people on it.
Nice.
And, of course, I do In Hot Water with Aaron Berg on Compound Media 4 days a week. That's where I came over from.
Zachy.
Like Chris just said, Capital Wrestling comes back to Hoboken this Saturday. Hoboken. Please come out. Check out my other shows on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show every Friday at midnight. I will say that this Friday's episode, we had Dave Landau come in, and we watched, I think, the worst movie we've ever watched in the almost year of show now. So buckle up, because we were dumbfounded at how awful it was.
Nice. Yeah, guys, got some live shows coming up this weekend. I'll be with Big J Okerson, Orlando Improv. Go grab your tickets now. I know a lot of those shows are selling out. It's going to be a crazy, crazy weekend. We don't fuck around. I make Big J come out of his shell. He's a little fucking bitch hermit when I'm not around.
Isn't he doing Sober October, though?
If Big J does Sober October, I'll spit in his mouth. I'm going to do it tonight on Legion of Skanks. I heard that he was fucking trying to get in on... If you follow another man's thing, that's fucking crazy. You make your own thing, baby boy.
It's at Chris from BKLYN on Twitter.
What is the point of Sober October? Just because it rhymes, that's the month to be sober?
How are you going to be an underling of fucking Joe Rogan when you're not even one of his underlings?
So he does...
He's trying to get under that Joe Rogan.
It's crazy.
Umbrella.
Look, if Joe Rogan asked me directly to be a part of Sober October, I would fucking put him in a rear naked choke.
But do you ever...
On his own show. I'd be like, Jamie, pull this up. And I'd fucking choke him out and throw him on the desk. And then it'd be my show. That's what I would do.
Do it.
Big J is going to bow down to another man? Who?
How do you make... Like, I look at my calendar right now, say, Gene, do you want to do a Sober October? I'm like, nope. Second week of October, AC Comedy Club. I'm going to go to Atlantic City and not drink or gamble. No!
No.
No! Stupid. Unless I'm blowing a guy the whole time, because that's what a gay... No!
Nope. I'm with you, Gene.
You know what I mean?
I have some plugs still, guys. More dates coming up. I'm going to be November 6th through 9th down in Point Pleasant, New Jersey with, I think, Mike Feeney's on those shows. Going to be a lot
Uncle
of fun.
Uncle Vinny's.
Uncle Vinny's, yeah. In fact, you guys can just go to Louis J. Gomers Presents, LouisJGomers.com. Look at the brand new calendar that's up there. Ooh. That Harrington is now my official webmaster. He called me a web nigger, and I was like, don't fucking do that. Are you out of your mind?
What does that entail?
That's the new Spider-Man.
Hold on, give him a second.
Man, it's pretty
one
good.
Of the best jokes
Man,
he's ever good. Said. Hold on, give him his fucking drop, Shannon.
No, nope, she won't.
The fuck is going on?
Zach.
Pew pew.
Yeah, Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com. White Plains Comedy Club coming up. San Diego Comedy Company. Los Angeles will be there next week. A lot of dates coming up. Boston, Syracuse, Albany, Detroit, Kalamazoo. A lot of those dates with Kurt Metzger as well. Kalamazoo.
You're really in Kalamazoo?
Kalamazoo, baby boy.
I thought you were just saying that.
Nope.
Are you in Timbuktu the following week?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's my improv skills. That's the max. That's
yes, and?
Max.
And? You have to say and.
My max the improv skills.
Best damn co-headliner from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon.
<There you go>. From PDX to PDM.
Yeah, guys, a lot of dates coming up. What else? Oh, yeah, guys, go to our iTunes page. You leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we give away a free piece of merch to. Could be good, could be bad. Doesn't even matter. Yeah, there it is. Louis J. Gomez on tour. Look how big the buttons are for the times.
Does like an old people phone.
Yeah. God, I hate Harrington. He's oh my just so God. Dumb.
Excuse me. It's like Gino's phone.
It is.
Look at this. Oh, he's putting the dates up right now as we speak. Keep on going down. Look at this. Keep going. Scrolling. I see it. We got it. Keep going. Scroll. All right. That's all he put up.
What's wrong with the big buttons? You don't
also, if you love the show, every show we've ever done is available on demand. Every episode of the Real Ass Podcast, over 400 and some odd episodes at your fingertips. Make sure you guys go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to this show, Legion of Skanks, High Society Radio, Believe You Me, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Jamie Jossa Show, I mean, so many shows, thousands of hours of content. The thing is, dang, I got it, Shannon. Fuck. Go listen to Shannon's dumb show. Fuck. Alex, open mouth kiss Shannon real quick.
And then fight.
Just open mouth kiss her really quick.
She's thinking about it.
She would, but Shannon would fucking push you away. Right, Alex?
You said no, right away.
Hold on, Alex. Hold on, she can come. Alex, you would kiss her. You make out with her deep and hard for us right now, but it's her fault. She wouldn't do it. Am I right?
Being a frigid bitch.
It's all Shannon. Yeah.
I know.
I would love to make out with Shannon. I can't.
She would love to deeply kiss you.
I don't want to be rape, you know?
She knows you don't want it. You give away this fucking frigid body language. By the way, she did that the first four or five times we fucked. She kept on saying no and giving me this like frigid body language. And I just had to take it. So you can just take it, Alex. She doesn't know how to draft an email. So she can't like tell anybody.
Did you say draft an email?
Yeah.
Very old school lingo.
Gino's thinking about beer now. He's like, did you say draft?
Did you say draft of the A-U-G-H-T? What? This is good single malt.
This Ugh. Is. We have a call. 573 Gasline. Is there a better broadcaster? Can you convince me there's a better broadcaster in the world? Put him through. I mean, you should have. There we go. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what's up, doggy?
What up, baby boy?
Herp on Day in the chat.
What's your name?
Blah, blah. Herp on Day in the chat, my dude.
All right, hell yeah, dude. So, do you think there's a better broadcaster than me? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know if you've heard of this guy. His name is Dan Soder, but Dan I guess Soder. Apparently he has like some radio show, I guess.
Nope, never heard of him.
Radio is an archaic technology. Nobody listens to radio anymore. Are you a fucking trucker? Grow up. All right, but go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, you know, it's just I just wanted to say that for the people one time.
What? You're not convincing me that Dan's better than me. Dan is fine, dude. But look, once you...
Have you heard his voices, doggy?
Doggy, let me explain
you heard
to you.
His voices?
I've heard his voices. Let me explain to you something. I'm gonna ruin Dan Soder for you right now. This is going to be a problem. Because Dan's my friend, and I hate to
Break
fucking do this.
Break it down.
But once you know that he only has four or five voices...
Yeah, but they're pretty good.
You see them coming, dog. You see them fucking coming every time. He needs to expand his repertoire. When's the last time Dan Soder introduced a new voice?
Russian Macho Man? That'd be great.
You have a point.
I know, dude. When's the last time Dan Soder's introduced a new fucking character? Yeah, we get it. Macho Man, old Indian guy, Russian guy.
But that doesn't make you... Let me tell you, Dan Soder's great. We all agree. And he's got
okay.
Tons,
he's overrated.
He's got tons of voices.
Guys,
but let me finish. He's great, but he's not a great broad... That doesn't make you a great broadcaster, no. Having a repertoire of voices. You are right. Explaining why society is in the shitter.
And also, Dan Soder... Give me Dan Soder's perspective on anything. You don't know?
Lewis, hold on. I think you just changed my mind on this, because now that I'm thinking about it,
I know he's a big
Dan
fan of Kenny Omega.
Best voice is your voice.
You're fucking right, dude. and what does that tell you? Exactly. Exactly. You know what, dude? You owe me a mug. Put him on hold. Put him on. I need a fucking mug from this kid. If I don't get a mug, you're banned from listening to the show. Thank you very much. Hang up on him now. Or put him on hold and get that mug information.
Send him an in-hot water mug.
I want a mug. He has to buy a mug. How about that? He's got to buy a mug that says Lewis J. Gomez is better than Dan Soder.
Oh.
But he has to pay for it.
That's pretty good.
I'm all ears, you know. Please, tell me. Find me the person who's better at broadcasting.
I don't think doing voices is broadcasting. I think it's entertainment. There's a difference.
I think it's silly, you know.
Walter R. Murrow, Walter Cronkite were broadcasters. They didn't do voices.
Gino's really fucking aging.
I'm old. I'm just telling you. Those are iconic broadcasters.
Yeah, Walter.
Oh, who's a broadcaster? Jimmy Fallon? Stop being part of the problem. Right. Run with my age.
You're right. All right. So there's a lot to talk about here.
Is there?
I have all these notes. Shannon and fucking. Oh, I want to say this as well, really quick, because we're starting to ramp up Skankfest promotion, and we're doing Houston March 27th through 29th. Pre-sale for this is going to be Halloween. I think we're releasing 600 tickets pre-sale. It's going to be really limited. Get the pre-sale tickets because you can't come to the Thursday night kickoff party if you're not getting the pre-sale tickets. I'm telling you
Thursday
right now, we've already have a few names that have never done Skankfest in the past. We've already have a bunch of your favorite Skankfest regulars. We're not announcing any of the lineups probably until December at the very earliest. So get your tickets in pre-sale. I'm telling you right now, this shit's going to sell out. It's the first time we've gone down to Houston. More than anything else, fucking stand up and fucking show people that we have the best fucking comedy festival in the world. Show everyone that we can bring this out of New York City, because if you guys come out to this, I'm telling you right now, and this is successful, we're going to be able to do this a lot more in a lot more different markets. The other thing I'm really excited to announce, you can actually pull this up on my Instagram, because I posted this
Skankfest Alaska
this morning. No. We're going to do Skankfest Kalamazoo.
Ooh.
It's going to be pretty awesome, guys. I'm really going to test
Kalamazoo
the market
like
in Kalamazoo.
Hood?
I have no idea.
I think it's ghetto.
It's fine. Black people are the best comedy audiences in the world. Black people and Hispanic people are the best comedy audiences in the world.
Yeah, they put zoo right in the name of the city.
Come on, Zach.
That's another Zach attack.
Come on, it is a Zach attack. But,
it's not a Zach attack?
All right, go back to that. All right, so yeah, this is a new idea that we had. Me and Rebecca spoke about this last night, and we're pulling the trigger on it. You can submit to Skankfest, and you know we have showcases that you could be a part of. Obviously, everyone's paid at Skankfest. But one thing that we haven't done is we haven't ever put aside budget and created the infrastructure to bring out new comics and fly them out and to put them up in hotels and to really give them that Skankfest experience. So we are starting a brand new category for the showcases. Okay?
You literally told me I have to buy my own flights.
Yeah. Well, you can submit for this.
Oh,
okay,
I submit for this?
Chris.
Okay.
Come on, you got this.
Brand new to Skankfest. It's the Nasty and New Showcase. This is our answer to New Faces. It's our answer to the Nasty Show. This is a showcase for the top young comedians who just don't give a fuck. Guys who are taking chances, guys who aren't playing the fucking industry game, guys who are legitimately absolutely funny. They don't necessarily have to be dirty, but we, you know, there's a certain brand we have at Skankfest and Legion of Skanks, and if you guys are submitting for it, just consider the fact that if you guys are submitting sort of in that category,
you probably won't be able to work anywhere else.
This is going to be the last thing you'll ever get, ever. But I'm going to tell you right now, I think that this is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to fly you out. We'll put you up. We're going to pay you, obviously. It's going to be really, really cool. So if you guys are a young comic, if you know any young comics that are interested in doing this, make sure you guys submit to skankfestnyc@gmail.com between October 15th and November 15th. We're not looking at tapes before October 15th, not looking at them after November 15th. And we will be booking everything by December 15th this year. It's not like years past where you get an email 3 weeks out. This is going to be, we're way ahead of the curve here. So make sure you guys submit those tapes. And yeah, look out for that. If you guys submit some really fucking awesome, edgy, ballsy comedy, you guys might be able to win an all expenses trip out to Skankfest and perform in front of the best comedy audience in the world.
You're going to have to watch so many Mark Random tapes.
Yeah.
Because of this. Like, or just Mark Random like tapes.
Does he send tapes out?
I mean,
sure.
Yeah. He has a double album on iTunes. Yeah.
Stop it.
It's a double album.
But no, it's not just like venues. Fucking edgelord shit. You have to be a great comic. You have to also be doing some shit. It's like this is
like Mark
I
Randall.
Want this I want this category to be
I get it, Mark.
I want this category to be like very special.
Dude, I get it. You want to fly them. Random out, get him a hotel room.
Yes.
Fucking wine and dine him.
Obviously, it's Mark Random.
Yeah.
Those people.
We're actually going to rename the category the Mark Random category.
The Mark Random Award for Excellence?
Hell yeah. All right, real quick, let's just take a moment and talk about Monday.com, which is such an amazing tool that we've been using here at Gas Digital. And honestly, we just started using Monday.com for Skankfest promoting or planning as well. It's an amazing tool that makes working with any size team so much more manageable, so much easier to get things done, so much easier to keep team members accountable and to make sure that you're tracking the progress of work projects. I'm telling you right now, it has changed the way we're doing work here at Gas Digital. And this is the last chance you can get for a free 2-week trial. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, Shannon, how much easier has Monday.com made your life?
It's a night and day difference. So much easier.
If you don't know, basically you sign in, okay, and Gas Digital, basically every show has their own Monday page. Then every show underneath those shows has subcategories, things like video clips, things like, you know, guest information, any files that are needed for the show, anything that we're using to plan the show, post, pre, or during the show, it's done right through those pages, and it keeps things so much easier than having to search through emails, search through text messages. We were all over the place. Now everything is done super efficiently. So right now, if you go to Monday.com/RAP, they're going to give you a 14-day free trial. This offer is only good for another month, so do not wait and continue wasting more time at work. Once again, that is Monday.com/RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. All right, where were we? All right, so let's see. What else is going
Simpsons,
on?
Right?
Yeah,
I know.
Let's start off with an Australian story. This is a feel-gooder.
Outstanding achievement.
Yeah.
So
in the field of excellence.
In the field of excellence. Who gave it? What boxer gave it? Larry Holmes, George Frazier? What, Foreman Frazier?
It was George Foreman?
I think it was Larry Holmes.
Nate, what is this story? Can you talk to me about it?
Lewis is at us.
Well,
I got to Google it now.
I didn't submit this, but I will react to it. This is kangaroos being mowed down in sick Australian hit and run spree.
It says... it's a hit and run spree. So people were hitting kangaroos to be funny.
Sounds like it was one person.
That's pretty hilarious.
And about 20 kangaroos were mowed down.
How many points for each one?
I think they're pretty fast and they do jump. I'd say that's a good 7 each.
By the way, didgeridoo don't do this at home.
I liked it.
5 points for kangaroos, 10 points for ABBA.
Oh, come on.
I can't do it.
Nate, do we have video of the kangaroo death spree?
Oh my God, there's a fucking photo. That's awful.
Let me see.
Oh my God.
I can't.
You can't even see him. It's a kangaroo's asshole.
Yeah, who cares?
There was a joey that survived and they gave it to someone to care for.
You would think he has a cell phone in his pouch to call 911 or something.
And a joey is a baby kangaroo. I'm going to educate them. For those of you that don't know, a joey is a baby kangaroo.
Okay.
And one survived. Was it like alive in the mother's pouch?
They didn't make that clear, but they said
screaming police, for help.
They did say police handed over a joey at 1 a.m. to a volunteer to keep alive.
How do we know that the kangaroos weren't coming at the guy with boxing gloves?
This is true. We genuinely. Well, so then, this 20 kangaroos not wearing that. Any.
20 kangaroos. Coming at you with boxing gloves, you're going to be kind of freaked out, right?
Oh,
that's a joey.
Oh,
that's adorable.
Look how big the feet are.
He looks like a rat that has that disease that homeless guys get where their legs get too big.
Diabetes?
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
Homeless leg syndrome?
Yeah, I don't know.
Big fat leg syndrome.
BFLS.
So... Yeah, so that's a sad story. Does that actually make you sad? I know nothing about kangaroos. I mean,
do you think that he feels every time a kangaroo dies because he talks like that?
Maybe. Yeah.
It's like the force. I can tell when that happens.
Ew.
Ew. Another one.
Oh.
Ew. No.
But you feel nothing when a koala gets hurt or anything?
I mean, they have chlamydia. Fuck koalas.
Do koalas have chlamydia?
They're riddled with the shit.
Why?
They fuck, bro. They're just dirty.
They fuck Dominican women.
Is that a scientific fact?
Yeah, it's a fact. Okay. So hold up. I don't know. See, the thing about Australian wildlife, I don't know. We don't know anything. So a koala bear, I would think, is very cute. I would think a kangaroo is very cute. But can you approach either one of these? They'd fuck you up, right?
A kangaroo will fuck you up. Not in the wild, but you can. If you go to a reserve, you can. I've petted a kangaroo and like.
I pet a fucking shark like in a reserve.
If you're in a bar, you can go right up to a kangaroo and just say, "Hey, how you doing?
You want a box, buddy?"
You try to fuck them because they don't have chlamydia.
Right. Yeah. Hey, I was with a koala. I think he has chlamydia, but you seem like a pretty well. Are they? Kangaroo.
What would be the equivalent animal in the United States to a kangaroo?
Deer?
Yeah, I'd say in terms of how often you see them, a deer.
A deer?
But in terms of dangerousness, kangaroos are probably a bit more of a threat than a deer if you piss them off.
Yeah, you put a boxing glove on a deer, it's not going to do anything.
No.
It's fucking just walking all funny, falls over, can't keep upright. Dude, I'll box a deer. Dude, bring in a deer next week. Bring a fucking doe-eyed fucking deer next week. And I will box the shit out of it, dude. Just fucking hit it in the head over and over
again. Do it in front of a kangaroo and be like, you want some of this? You think you're pretty fucking
but
tough?
But isn't the bit with kangaroos the racism that isn't they going far enough? Throw punches? They get on their tail and kick you and kill you.
Yeah, no, they punch. Pull up kangaroo boxing. They punch.
Oh, no, they do. They can be trained to do that shit. Oh, this is the guy who punched
the
kangaroo.
This is legendary.
Yeah, this guy just punched a kangaroo in the face to save his dog a while back.
This kangaroo is fucking jacked.
That's like a year ago. Watch.
Oh, look, he's trying to fuck with his dog. Let's go, bitch.
Watch.
Oh, what, nigga?
He's like...
Dude, that kangaroo didn't flinch, though. He, dude...
He's such a puss.
Well, how many dogs does the guy fucking have?
Those are, he those really are did give it a nice little
I
fucking...
I gotta tell you, that kangaroo's like...
By the way, that guy...
He didn't even flinch, though.
So the deal is with the kangaroo boxing, you can't knock them out because they're on a tripod. Because they have the tail and two legs. So back in the day...
Well, you can't knock them over like a schmoodle, but if you give them a concussion, right?
Yeah, but they're out on their feet. There so like when people used to box kangaroos, they would knock them out.
Dude, Mike Tyson would knock that thing off its feet. I'm telling you. Let's see.
Here we go.
I got no problem with this. This is way more humane than so hunting. Funny.
By the way... Oh, this is
terrible.
They
can see. Look,
that's what fucks you up.
Yeah, and they have claws on their feet.
Yeah, I think they probably declaw them, though.
But, like, a kangaroo can't punch. He just, this is mean.
It's still pretty hilarious. Dumb kangaroo's got his... Put your hands up, kangaroo! Holy shit!
They have the tripod leading with his chin.
Actually, I take it back.
Oh, Jesus.
I take it back! Yeah, that kangaroo's fine! Yeah.
They have a tripod base, but a little head, so they're just fucking out on their fucking feet.
It's literally... It's literally less humane to the guy. This guy's getting destroyed.
If that kangaroo had his claws, that guy would be dead.
Oh my god! Oh, eat him in the belly!
Oh yeah, it would eviscerate him.
Yeah, you just
he would have just tore his belly open.
Opened up.
Sucks.
He'd be opened up.
I never realized What's that thing?
A leash?
Oh, he hit the ref. Like he hit the ref.
Oh shit!
Oh, it's disqualified.
See? Here's what I think of your fucking rules.
That would be a 1-year suspension.
Oh my god!
Well, I mean, wait until the kangaroo pulls out the steel chair, Lewis.
Dana White runs in.
Let me tell you something. I'm a 50-year-old. I never realized they use their tails that much.
You can probably turn the weird techno music off.
I never realized that they used it for a bass. Yeah. I never knew that. Wow.
That's why you can't knock them down.
You're right. I never knew that. Look at he's kicking him.
A ground pound.
He's getting fucked.
Every time he kicks my
Look at the referees. Hold the ref. Time out. The referee's actually having a conversation with him. He's talking
Hold on. I don't know if you heard me, Mr. Kangaroo, but
we're going to fight like gentlemen.
Oh my god! He keeps
Dude, this guy is dead.
Oh, this kangaroo's just gonna take a shit on him.
This is so. Look, he beat him up.
Do we have any footage of a kangaroo losing? I would love to see a kangaroo.
I don't want
to
see a kangaroo losing. That'd be upsetting.
What are you, a fucking speciesist?
Is that a word?
Yes.
I don't want to see.
You're like white guys who hate white guys. Yeah, relax, Gino.
Fucking libtard. I don't want to see a kangaroo get beat up.
Seriously, he's a fucking cuck SJW. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Weren't we just in an article together on Vox because we're such SJWs or Slate? What was it this week?
It was Slate. It was Slate.
Faggoty magazine.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to get a good review out of them at this point. I'm changing my ways.
I'm changing everything.
Slate, please.
You literally just said on the show, bring a deer in here and I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
I'll crack that deer's fucking head open, doggy.
I'll split Bambi like the cunt she is.
Give me the excuse to fucking destroy a deer.
By the way, I like that he requested a doe and not a buck.
He
could have fought like a deer.
No, a buck would murder me with his horns.
I want to beat up a female deer. Yeah.
Bring me a doe, a deer, a female deer.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
See, you know
just kick the shit out of Bambi.
A name I call myself for a long, long way to run. Shannon, you tell me. Shannon makes me sing to her when I eat her pussy.
So, so a needle pulling thread.
Thread, thread, thread.
Law, another
do you do it through a puppet?
Tea, a drink with jam and bread.
Yeah, all right. So that's so the kangaroos died, killed and hammered. Did they catch the guy?
I have no idea who it was.
It's probably the prime minister.
Yeah, it's just fucking. All right, he's up for Real Ass Dude of the Week. If he gets away with it by the end of the week.
No.
Nice.
Scam that Rue?
Yeah. Some guy in his license plate is Rue Slayer.
Make it part of your Skankfest South submission. There we go.
Yeah, there we go. It's just going to be a compilation of me making Zach chuckle while you get annoyed.
Yeah, basically.
I like that.
The hottest new trending psychedelic is illegal toad venom.
Really?
Nate?
Can we do that on the show?
Nate, can you find it?
Are there illegal toad venoms?
This is not new. I mean, isn't it like...
It's saying it's trending right now amongst New Yorkers as like a spiritual experience.
Experience? I like it, Shannon. That was a fucking solid joke you just told right there.
Thanks. Fucking you is an experience.
Come on, Gino.
Experience. Experience. He's 3 for 3 with these things. I really like
let's
this
see. Sitting cross-legged on a blanket in his Soho apartment, Barrett Paul... inhaled toad venom smoke through a glass stem pipe.
Jesus.
It's called a crack pipe.
Yeah. 30 seconds crack later.
Yeah. That's a very specific.
He had to take the felt rose out before he did.
30 seconds later, he was crying. I was crying really hard, yelling, I'm so sorry, over and over. And Paul recalled to the Post of his first time experimenting with the illegal psychedelic drug last year. He's since tried it twice more. I saw my younger self with my parents and ex-boyfriends in places somewhere I've been hurt. Oh, it's a gay guy. I was not imagining a gay guy.
No wonder he sucked it through a pipe.
Oh, come on. The social media influencer and life coach said the experience concluded after 45 minutes of shooting through the universe and being reborn. It's every fucking psychedelic that exists. It's nothing special.
I mean, we should probably just do some.
I mean, I would love some right now. Yeah, I could just get some. I would smoke some fucking toad cum right on this show.
Toad cum?
In a heartbeat. Isn't that what it is, though?
No, it's like what they
It's excrete. Mucus. It's mucus.
That's the guy?
It comes out of their
pores. No.
He's got piercing eyes.
He's not. That's him?
I just want to kiss his ear.
Look he kind of looks like a kangaroo, though. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't he kind of look like a kangaroo?
He can lick me.
He looks like Oakerson if he'd made a lot of different life choices.
Do you think they sell it on the dark web?
If we knew somebody that had experience in the dark web, maybe they could look it up really quick and let us know.
It's pretty unfortunate that we don't.
There is no dark web. Didn't you do a dark web? Didn't you do a dark web joke earlier?
Somebody say web.
It says that it costs $200 to $500 a head just to go to one of these toad ceremonies.
What?
Yeah, because you're getting fucking ripped off, dude. If you have a friend who buys shit on the dark web, I'm sure you could just find the shit. I don't need the ceremony. I don't need a fucking one of those.
Studio B is open right now. Why are we not just running these? This is ridiculous.
What is
this? $500? What do you mean?
What is the dark web? I know it's the dark web, but how do you get
it's like black Twitter.
It's like, how do you... No, the dark web works. How do you get on?
WorldStarNBA.com.
Yeah. How do you get on the dark web?
You have to download a browser. We've talked about it a few times on the show.
It's a Tor browser.
It's
an
what?
Encrypted browser called Tor. And that's it.
So you download the Tor browser.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the internet, but it's a whole different.
And then if you try to find kids to buy, they can't.
Well,
they
you
can't
have to tell. Have a domain, but those domains won't load in like Google Chrome.
All right. You know what? I'm going to stop here because... Obviously, what you're saying is brilliant, but I don't even get it.
It's pretty simple.
I can't wrap my brain around it.
Why?
I'm an idiot.
But I know has AOL.
What? Oh, I thought you mean the web browser. Yeah. I do. Yeah. Gino B4 at AOL. Email
what,
me, people.
You thought he was talking about a learning disability?
I did. I swear to God. I'm like, AOL. Like, didn't you see my brain go, oh, AOL.
Gino's waiting for another disc in the mail for 45 more minutes of internet.
Dude, it comes free. I just keep changing my address.
Can I buy drugs with this thing? He's just throwing it at the computer.
Good. But why is it that it is safe? It's not safe to buy drugs on the dark web. There's no way it's safe.
I mean, what is anything safe? Like...
But how, I don't understand, like,
it's not safe to be a kangaroo anymore, we learned that.
Definitely not, you're getting fucked up.
But why is it safer? Like, why wouldn't cops just simply go to the dark web and go to the same site and try to, like...
They do. That's why all those sites get shut down eventually.
All right.
Yes, so what's so dark about the dark web if you can shut it down? I want it to be evil and mysterious.
Nate, can you shed some light on this? If you knew somebody that knew anything about this...
All right. Just supposing I knew someone that knew something about this, I would say that all of these sites are heavily encrypted. Any sort of discussion that goes back and forth between vendors and buyers is really well encrypted to the point of where nobody can decode it. Not even, you can't even decode a message that you send to someone. Only they can decode it.
I could.
All right. I would love to see
literally
you try
anything
it.
I try, I can do. But go ahead.
That's a good point. Actually, I hadn't considered that. As well as that.
No.
Most vendors, if I knew someone,
all hypothetical,
they all have a star rating based on trust, and you can read recent reviews and everything like that. So it's very, very difficult to get ripped off as well.
Look at fucking Alex, just an angel in the background right there, just being all perfect and great. Alex, you're fucking excellent. Alex, take the rest of the day off. You're crushing it.
She hasn't done anything.
You just made her drive in from Queens to go home immediately.
Go home. Have fun.
Seems like worse than having to do the work.
Shannon. Pick up Alex's work. You make me sick. Ugh.
Shannon, go home and eat something for God's sake. Jesus.
You mean Alex?
What did I say?
No, we don't want Alex to get fat.
They both should.
No more fatties. No more fatties at Gas Digital.
Zach got so offended.
What?
He's right here.
That's a good rule, by the way. No fatties.
No more.
Well.
No mores?
Yeah.
Just say no.
No
blacks.
S'mores, Shannon. Yeah. Get your hands off the s'mores. It was a good joke right there. You know what? I'll take one. Go.
Are you allowed to?
Thank you. Trying to choreograph the moves a little bit better. All right. So, yeah, how do we get some toad?
Give me a couple of days and all.
You could probably find toad though. You think you could find some toad?
I would be shocked if I couldn't.
Wow. I mean, they're doing it nearby, right? Didn't that say his East Village apartment?
Well,
They're
doing Sober October. I wanted to do Don't Remember November.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was we were going to encourage all of the fans to do one new drug every single day.
Yeah,
and then I was
great.
Concerned that there wasn't 30 drugs. But now...
Dude, there's 30?
But what do you count as a drug? Like, you can't count like Tylenol, you know?
Plus, you could do that.
There's 30 different pharmaceuticals you could abuse.
Yeah.
Inhalants.
Wait, you don't have to rush. You could do it in December. Don't Remember December also works. You know.
Dude, I got to remember Christmas. I got a kid.
Yeah.
You
want to hold off till September? Don't Remember September?
That's a long ways away.
That's a whole year away, Gino. You're going to be dead probably by then.
Yeah, I'm not making any reservations. Or I'm just saying, like, there's
Gino's
a lot of
members. Gino February?
Yeah. Don't remember Gino November?
Yeah, that's not bad.
July? Do we want to do Don't November? I bet you that everyone on the Gas Digital staff would fucking jump on board with this in a heartbeat.
I don't think Shannon would be into it.
Would you do it, Nate? Can we organize Don't Remember?
Nate's doing it already.
Don't Remember November.
I mean, every month is Don't November for me.
Don't Remember 2019.
Date rate December.
I also just found out that toad venom, the active ingredient anyway, is just DMT.
It's just DMT.
Yeah. It's just what is shitty.
Oh, we have DMT.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
what is DMT? Is that like some...
Can we please give Gino some DMT?
No.
No.
Gino, would you do it?
No. I'd have a panic attack.
When's the last time you did a hallucinogen?
Never. I did mushrooms back when I was in fucking college.
DMT lasts literally for 10 minutes.
Okay, and I would have a panic attack for 11. I don't do hallucinogens.
Gene.
Wait. I do whiskey. I do cocaine, but not as much now because I'll get the fentanyl bag. And that's it.
What were we going to say?
I was going to say, if he doesn't want to, I mean, there are records of people literally suffering trauma from DMT.
Yeah, that'd be me. I can't do that shit.
Shut the fuck up, Nate.
I'm just saying we should make him do it.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to convince him to do it. The you should have chimed in and be like, dude, there's been no recorded bad experiences.
What is DMT?
Ever.
I actually misspoke. I meant to say there's been no recorded.
Oh, well, then let's have
it's
some right now.
It actually makes everyone happier.
It's fucking diotryptamine malef.
Did you do DMT?
I'm the East Coast Joe Rogan. Everyone says that.
Dimethyltryptamine.
Tryptophenylene.
No, we got another half hour. Keep trying.
Pull up the word.
Ah, dimethyltryptamine.
Dimethyltryptamine. Dimethyltryptamine. Dimethyltryptamine. Dimethyltryptamine.
Dimethyltryptamine. It's a hallucinogenic tryptamine drug that you can find naturally occurring in many plants and animals. All right, that doesn't sound
good. It's secreted by the pineal gland.
The pineal.
Yeah.
Are we just mispronouncing everything?
Dimethyltryptamine.
I'm not doing it. I'm pretty happy all the time. I don't need this.
Hold on, I'm broadcasting.
It's not about being happy. Just getting fucked up. Aliens came out of my ceiling and hung out with me for a while.
I don't want to know.
Mexicans. They dropped through the ceiling. It was fucking insane.
They came over the wall in my ceiling.
And then they fixed the ceiling.
I threw paper towels at them, but they kept coming.
Yeah. We can fucking, we can do it, Gene.
I'm not doing damn
thing. It's only 10 minutes, though.
Yeah, but you said, Nate
acid,
said it.
These guys trip on acid for days at a time.
I don't want to trip on acid for days
at a time. That's psychotic. I wouldn't do that.
Dimethyl trip.
They all went to fucking Six Flags and did acid and fucking TCBY and fucking ecstasy.
I'll do TCBY. That's yogurt, right?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, these guys are fucking nuts. The fact that you guys did that is just crazy.
It's insane.
Are we doing Six Flags again? Are we trying to do that?
I've been looking up point of view roller coasters at Six Flags since we went. Just trying to relive it.
I showed my son the El Toro, and I was like, James, because I'm still shaking from El Toro. Like I was like,
you're just telling your son that you went to Six Flags without him?
Yeah, of course. It's like, see, if you were a good kid, you could have come. No, he knew I went. It was a work trip. It's fine. This kid is the most spoiled kid you'll ever meet. That's ever. True. He's fine. He's fine.
He's a Capricorn. He's rooted. He's smart. He's an earth sign.
Yesterday, I was like, you want to get some ice cream? He was like, I'm good. Who the fuck does that? What 6-year-old says, I'm good to ice cream?
I got some other shit going on.
He's like,
I had
some sugar earlier. I'm fine. This fucking kid is crazy. Okay? He's got a good life. But yeah, I showed him the...
Mom's boyfriend made Kool-Aid.
Oh, dude. I mean, I got to talk about this on Skanks tonight, but it's such a big deal that I might have to talk about it here as well. So his new thing is telling me how much stronger Mom's boyfriend is than me. Just all the time. His new thing is like, oh yeah, Eddie's so much stronger than you.
What?
Like, okay.
He's fucking with you, dude. He's a ball buster like his dad.
Doggy, it's fucking dry. No, he doesn't know how much it's bothering me because I just got to take it. I don't say anything.
Oh, like, you're just eating it?
I have to eat it.
You don't think he does?
Eddie's eating it.
You don't think he does a little bit?
No, he's not. He's definitely not.
You don't think he's a ball buster like his old man? He's like,
no.
I don't know, but I would think he was.
Alex, you know my son. He's a sweet kid.
Right.
He's not. He does not know how much it's bothering me. I'm like, he goes, yeah, Eddie's stronger than you. He's got big muscles. I was like, well, you know, Dad's got
Eddie's
big muscles.
The best broadcaster in the world.
Oh my God, that's great.
Can I get a mug with Eddie's face on it, please? I'll need that by the end of the show. Oh,
that's brilliant.
Doggy, it's driving me out of my mind. And I can't say anything. I just got to go, oh, that's cool, yeah. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. How do you know? How do you know that he's stronger, though? Because, you know, Dad's pretty strong. And he's like, well, Eddie's got big muscles. He was a health teacher. So, you know, obviously he's stronger.
Mm-hmm. Eddie's like, obviously, hundreds of years of breeding.
You are supposed to believe that your dad is the strongest man in the world.
Mm.
You're supposed to. Nobody can beat up my dad. That's like a thing that little kids say. Why does he think that Eddie can beat me up? It's driving me out of my mind. And then I said to him, I was like, yeah, but, you know, Dad's pretty strong, too. And you know, Dad's trained a little bit in MMA, and he goes, "Yeah, Dad, you did have that MMA fight, so you might be able to win." But Eddie's really strong. What, Shannon? I see the look of joy in your fucking dumb face.
Have you seen the guy? Is he like very jacked?
Yeah, he's a pretty big guy.
So, dude, I think he's just going by size.
Shannon hasn't even seen this dude, and she's already
she's
fucking
it
wetted up. She's just like, "Oh,
he's probably Eddie on a trapper keeper."
Yeah, he's like a 6'3", 6'4" black guy. Well, he's Dominican black, but like, you know, dark skin. And he's like in good shape. Yeah, he's in good shape. But
probably
now
has a better beard than you too.
Now I have to beat the shit out of him in front of my son just to show him my dominance.
Just to prove a point.
The only way to do it now is to fucking
put your socks on, James. Why? Eddie doesn't wear socks.
God damn it. Yeah, I'm...
Putting a name on him really was the fucking tipping point.
Yeah. Fucking Eddie's stronger than me. What do you do there? How do you? But now I'm sort of motivated to get back in shape. Oh, there's Eddie. Oh, it's Godfrey. Never mind.
Eddie five times yeah, a year. Yeah, yeah.
She's dating Candyman. Just bees come out of his mouth.
No, bee comes in his mouth.
In his mouth. Oh, bee. Oh, no. 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 It's another perfect joke. It's another perfect joke.
Oh, I reeled you in on that one, motherfucker.
Wow.
What are they biting on?
I gave him a little line and just yoink.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Zach, that was maybe the best joke you told on the show.
He's having a good day.
That might be the best joke you've ever told on this show, dude.
Wow.
We have to also plan the ASCII Awards this year. We did, you know what we can do? We did it last year. Ooh. So we're doing Legion of Skanks live at the Comedy Store this year for New Year's Eve. I think we should do the fucking Real Ass Podcast ASCII Awards in the fucking belly room.
I'm down with that.
We'll produce it a little bit better this year. Give a little more effort.
Give some effort.
Give it any effort.
Was it the third one?
What year? What?
I was there for the first one.
I don't know which one this is.
I don't remember if it's second or third, because we've done it 2 years in a row, but I think because last year was the first real one, we called it the first annual. Let me look it up.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well. Guy takes LSD at Disneyland, ends up naked a mile away. Should be
high. Oh, no. We're be close.
Yeah, I mean, all the drugs.
That's like the same people that would do LSD at Six Flags. He just did it at Disney World.
Drugs are back in a very, very big way right now. Like, drugs are, I don't know what's happening. What
We're
happened?
Just doing a lot of drugs.
No,
that's
no, no,
it.
No.
That's,
no. That's not true, Chris. Because you know as well, because me and you are roughly the same age, and you've lived through this. In New York, from like 2004 to 2012. It was
I couldn't have told you where to get acid.
Acid, oh, no, yeah. Ecstasy, like pressed ecstasy pills. You know, all these like these drugs that are like around ketamine. Ketamine, I hadn't heard about ketamine since I was like 18, right? And now every fucking drug is back in a very, very big way. Is there a reason? Is it the internet, the availability of drugs on the internet?
I think it's also just like the cops are doing less. Like they've actively said that they're enforcing less of that.
Because they have bigger problems to deal with. Like, who cares if you're on drugs?
Well, there's no stop and frisk anymore. There's nothing. There's a lot less aggressive policing in New York, so that's probably part of it. Well,
that is probably part of it.
Isn't it also because when they were doing stop and frisk, they're looking for guns and weapons and all these terrible things?
And then they're just finding drugs.
And they find joints on people. Like, I'm not arresting you for this. So they're like, I'm tired of this.
Well, they were arresting them for it. That was the problem with stop and frisk. And this is where it became.
Well, they said that 90% of the arrests were drug arrests.
And it was all Hispanic and black kids because they weren't stopping and frisking white kids, right? It would be.
I got stopped and frisked a bunch of times.
Yeah, but you're a fucking thuggy street kid from Brooklyn.
As white as you could be.
You look like you're up to no good. You know, like so. But well, now, by the way, welcome to being black. You know what it's like to be looked at like a black person. That's how they see a black kid.
Yeah, I got yoked up in front of my house when I was living in Sheepshead with my dad. The cops just hopped out and threw me against a tree. And like, where do you live? I was like, right there.
Yeah.
That is my house.
Yeah.
And they were like, go home. And I was just like, all right.
But that's. You know, now imagine they shot you to death. Exactly. So yeah, but the stop and frisk thing, they just threw out all of like the weed tickets. I had a weed ticket that got thrown out. My last weed ticket was just thrown out because they're like, we're not prosecuting weed tickets anymore.
Because it's not worth it to do the lab test on them. It's expensive.
Was it the lab test or it was just sort of like. I don't really know exactly what happened there. I know it like decriminalized.
No, I spoke to a criminal defense attorney about it a while ago, like a friend, and he was just like, yeah, like they're just super backed up from all the arrests, so they're throwing out most of the low level weed tickets because they still have to do a toxicology on it, but they're backed up more than like 2 months or something.
And there's also a shift in attitude towards marijuana and towards, like, it's not legal in New York. It just failed, like. Getting passed, right? It was supposed to get passed for like recreational. Or
yeah,
something.
But it's looking like I think they'll have it. It's going
to
be passed next year.
New York's
year.
The hardest place to get shit like that done, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to eventually it'll happen. But
what's crazy in New York is that so for medical, you can't get flower, you can't get bud. You can only get extract. But if you get caught with a vape pen, it's a higher charge than if you get caught with weed. which is bizarre.
I blow vape pens in the face of cops as I pass them. In my mind, there's no, like, how would they, if they came to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, yeah, it's CBD.
Yeah.
I mean, what would they, in that moment, what do they do? I mean, they can't go, well, we don't believe you. Like,
we're going
to arrest you and then take this to a lab and test it. But no, it's CBD. It's non-psychoactive. It's completely legal. How would they know? Unless they taste it and get high.
And they don't...
I don't know. They could just lock you up and wait a month until the fucking...
But they don't care. We all agree. They don't care anymore.
They don't give a shit.
And they shouldn't. It's
yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, I found... Yeah, I was stopping smoking vape. I was like, all right, I'm not going to do vape anymore until the smoke clears. Thanks. On the whole how healthy it is for your lungs, because mm-hmm. there was all those random like lung diseases mm-hmm. that were coming up from like teenagers all over the world. But I found 5 smoked honey quarts in a drawer. This morning, I was like, holy shit, dude, free weed.
Yahtzee.
And now I'm back.
Well, didn't they say that all the kids that got lung diseases, they were from, like, bootleg?
Let's guess the news. Ladies and gentlemen, guess the news. Children with lung diseases.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Yum.
Yeah, I believe they said that those kids that were getting, like, the lung polyps or whatever, that was all from buying, like, black market.
No, but a lot of
smoked honey. Yeah. Like, literally what we have.
No, but they were ones with, like, the Sour Patch Kids logo and shit. Not from real companies.
It was the stuff that's, like, getting shipped in from China.
So, like really...
Those guys, we know the guys that made that.
This is, like... is it, though? I don't know. Weren't they saying it's, like, the vitamin F or the vitamin B in it or the vitamin E? Vitamin E. Mm. You can keep that music on. I liked it.
No, man, you're safe. Just fucking smoke your smoked honey and have a Death Wish coffee.
What? But I mean,
what's wrong with Death Wish coffee?
They're fine too.
No, I'm drinking Death Wish coffee. Is that bad?
They were recalled a few years ago because they didn't have botulism. First of all, it's a fucking there was a chemical they found
they're
in it.
They're not still a sponsor, Lewis.
That's linked to causing botulism. Mm. Yes, but you know.
Who cares? I'm drinking it now. I've been drinking it. It's good.
You seem like you're doing fine, Gino. Gino has to punch his heart 3 times per show to keep going.
You're just having
it's
one
funny
because
it's spot on.
Yeah.
She's like, hold on, I'll be right back. Clear.
I wake up everywhere like
this. Oh, shit.
You're like, what are you worried about at this
point? Gino, what if you just woke up in a minute and you found out that 10 minutes ago you took a hit of DMT?
Did you give me the DMT?
You're just a 19-year-old kid. You've never even started comedy.
I don't even know. Please.
Yeah.
Please. Let's hope.
That's just a trip. Gino's career is a whole DMT trip.
It's like Memento, like at a different speed. Yeah.
His 3 firefighters wake him up.
I was doing stand-up. No, no, you're an accountant. You live in Wilmington, Delaware. What?
Let's see. Oh, that's nice. The botched doctor offers to fix Audie Lang's nose if he stays sober for a year.
Oh, by the way, I did find it. It says as many as 50 million cannabis cartridges are tainted with lead, pesticides, and vitamin E acetate.
Mm. What's wrong with... I could see lead and pesticides being bad. What's wrong with vitamin E acetate?
They say that it's creating, like, fatty deposits in lungs because it's, like, an oil.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. That makes complete sense.
But how do you know if the ones we're smoking are doing it?
So I don't think that they know for sure. What it's saying is that they're investigating because it's a filler that people that make it at home use. Whereas people that make it in, like, dispensaries and stuff, they have to, like, follow certain guidelines.
Yeah. Okay, so this is safe then.
That's what it is.
Shannon, you're telling me that this is fucking
not
safe.
Made in the guy's house, made professionally.
Well, we don't know that with smoked honey, right?
Shannon, what if we get you on botched? What if we just take a fucking, like, a pencil and poke it into one of your tits and, like, deflate it and then bring you to botched?
And then he'll just fix it for me?
Maybe. Is that the premise of the show?
Leave the pencil in the tit to really sell it, though.
I think the show is fixing bad, old, bad plastic surgeries.
Yeah, exactly.
They're fine.
They are.
I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything.
These guys are really looking. That's from Scrooged.
Shannon's nipples move position every other week.
Not true.
It's true.
Like the mole in Austin Powers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't Austin Powers. It was Men in Tights.
Yes, you're right.
I thought it was... Mean Girls, when they're chewing on the dog chews on Amy Poehler's, like, tit, and it's facing the wrong way.
No, no, no.
Okay.
Yeah, her nipple just, you see it one day, it's on the top, one day it's on the bottom. Then it's like, looks like cross eyes one day.
I don't know. That's definitely specific. I don't know that one.
Yeah. Sorry, we're going to live. Call me after 1 year. I'm going to fix your nose. I got to fix your nose, your saddle nose.
Dr. Paul Nassif.
You already said it on Legion of Skanks, which I thought was an interesting moment. We should put that out as a clip. He said he can't get his nose fixed.
Why?
Because
he can't get painkillers.
Because if he gets painkillers, he has to get painkillers if he gets his nose fixed. And if he gets painkillers, he's going to start using again. So he's in a very strange position. I never like heard that perspective on that before. It is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it makes complete sense.
Yeah. So,
I think that's why the doctor said after a year of sobriety that he would just do it for him. He said this will lead to severe breathing problems.
Yeah, of course.
Is mainly why he wants to help him.
Oh, I'm sure his sleep is fucking awful with that situation. Yeah. He can't, you know what I mean? He looks like a fucking
pug. Like he breathes better. I feel like this is all like... There's just a lot of air. A lot of air gets in there.
It's like having one of those Z strips. There you go. Look at that.
He looks better though. He was really good on the show. It was really nice to like. He legitimately sober. Mm-hmm. You know, the other times like nobody bought it. You know, he was like legitimately sober, very in the moment. It was great. It was really, really good to have him on the show, and we do wish him.
And then you offered him one hit of Toad Smoke, and
why you gotta be like that?
Some people were like, dude, you guys were drinking in front of him. I was like, I don't know, doggy. I mean, you know, I got to live my life.
Yeah. Did people really say that?
Yeah.
Dude, we had Levy on our show this morning, and, you know, he's like off the... And I'm like passing
booze. When you're in this industry, I mean, Artie is at a comedy club every night where people are getting drunk.
Which is what is concerning.
They're forced to get drunk. Mm. So it's part of that battle. If he wants to continue to work in this business, he's going to be around people drinking alcohol. And we didn't smoke weed in the room. We were... You know, didn't want to be inhaling weed smoke.
Yeah, but okay, for his sake, I get it. Because I don't think he was ever.
Well, usually we just get fucking high at this point. So, yeah, that's been awesome. Tonight we're at the Stand as well. Legion of Skanks live, Bobby Kelly, Rich Voss. So if you guys are listening live, come fucking hang. It's been selling out lately now that we're consistent with it. So get there early because you will not be able to get in. What happened with this rapper security guard? Who's the rapper? What happened here?
So I didn't include the rapper's name because it's no one that I've ever heard of before. I don't think anybody has.
What's the rapper's name?
But the rapper's name is DaBaby.
I've heard of DaBaby.
Really?
He beat up
a fucking fan who was fucking with him on... that guy's awesome. Yeah. Oh. DaBaby is the fucking man.
He beat up the guy in the jewelry store.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Remember that. Okay, I remember.
Let's pull up that first.
We did it on the show.
Pull up the old video of DaBaby beating up that guy.
I have no idea.
Dude, this guy's the fucking man. He got Real Estate of the Week for sure. He's definitely Real Estate of the Year candidate. Some guy on a...
He beat his pants off him.
Some guy on a live stream was fucking with him. Man, like, yo, DaBaby, you a bitch. Watch, good.
That nigga DaBaby in here talking some shit. He walking up on me and shit like he about to do something. What you don't do? What you taking your shit off for?
Where'd we go?
What happened?
Blacked out.
Scary ass nigga.
Scared what?
The police.
Scared what?
Nigga, so scared, boy. Ooh, I should make a fire.
Scared of your shit. Don't be scared.
Scared of what?
You know what Eddie looks like?
Scared of buy your shit. Scared of what?
Oh, he's gonna get caught.
Scared of what?
Damn cold heart.
Scared of buy your shit.
Fucking cold heart.
Watch.
Cody.
Watch. Camp Cold Heart. Punk Camp Cold Heart.
Look.
I'm the truth, nigga. Knock them out. Me. Solo.
Is that the baby?
That's the baby.
That is the baby.
He's my new
baby. Is talking now. And he pulled his pants down.
He stole his phone.
How do you not remember that guy?
He's the best.
He came back to me.
He's my favorite rapper in the world.
He is.
I love him. I love him.
He had his pants down.
He fucking beat him up and pants him and took his phone and continued his live stream.
That's hilarious. That's fucking great.
Oh, it's so good.
He wins.
I mean, really,
he's the best broadcaster in the world.
If somebody can make that case, that broadcast was the best broadcast
that might
ever.
Be, yeah, that's your only competition. Out of respect to my friend, that is your only competition.
So what happened with DaBaby now? Is he doing more awesome stuff?
Okay, so it wasn't actually him. It was his bodyguard. Do you want to see the video first?
Let's see the video first.
The nanny.
Okay. It's going to point out DaBaby, and then that huge monster guy is his bodyguard.
That's DaBaby.
Forgot his shirt.
So the girl is like touching up on him. Bodyguard's pushing her.
Whoa.
Away.
Jesus Christ.
He's a big guy.
So big.
Shannon loves a bodyguard.
That's DaBaby Huey.
Whoa.
Oh my
my God!
Damn. Not Sarah Cole.
So he punched her.
He's out.
She's dead.
I like how she just like went full sleep on the side, like sucking her thumb.
You got knocked the fuck out, woman.
Show that punch again. Come on, Shan. Just rewind. Let's. There you go. Hold on. Wow. Hold on. Yeah, right about there. Nope, she's dead.
I mean, look, it's fucking 2019. You got to treat men and women equally.
Oh my! The sea. Oh my God.
I mean, you know.
Jesus.
He probably could have handled it differently.
Maybe.
You think?
Maybe.
Well, he has there's another video of him explaining why he was just doing his job.
The bouncer? Yeah. Oh, please, let's see the video of the bouncer. Oh, look at him.
Yeah, he's so gross. I wish I didn't see his face.
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
I'm going to address this one time. Okay, so last night.
He put a shaking my head.
Yeah, pause it.
Chris.
You going to
Crown Strowman.
This guy is a thug. He's got these huge monsters. And so he's like, let me see if I can find the shaking my head emoji for this video. That's not hilarious.
This bitch. I'm going to explain this one time. This bitch.
Striking my hoe.
He's on fire.
Go ahead.
Some time and shit. I see a dude in the crowd wilding. Whatever, despite what y'all say, I see a dude.
Come right? to find out, that's a bitch.
I see a dude wilding. I'm like, okay.
He's all right, wilding, dude. All right, man with a penis.
I'm cool, so I'm getting my artist out of here, right?
My artist.
Next thing I know, I see a nigga punch my artist in the back of the head. As you see in the video, a nigga punch my artist in the back of the head. So you can't just be punching people in the back of the head and expect nothing to happen to you. So I turn around, see who did it, and I put the person down, you know what I'm saying? So and got up out of there. So this morning, I'm seeing in a comment like, you fucked up for knocking that girl. Like I said, I type back. I said, nigga, I ain't hit no girl last night. The fuck is you talking about, nigga? I ain't put my hands on no female, nigga. The fuck is you talking about? Get your story right. And I see it again. I'm like, hold up, bro. Then I'm asking, like, was that a girl last night? They're like, nah, that wasn't no fucking girl. That was a dude. The nigga was big. Nigga had dreads. Like, that was a dude. But, obviously, come to find out, that was a female. But at the end of the day, that female shouldn't have hit my artist, right? Niggas know I've been bodyguarding for a while. I don't never advertise it till recently, but
I've been doing it for
a while, and I never hit a girl. You know what I'm saying?
He's saying he didn't know it was a girl till the day.
Smack some hands down or push some girls out of the way, which is needed. If this shit happened again like that, this is going to go the same exact way.
Wow.
Never thought that was a girl. I thought it was a dude. All right. Nigga was big.
We got it.
Doesn't his beard look like he ran out of money in the middle of a haircut?
Right or wrong, real issue of the week right now, obviously, give it to him. Kept it real. Said if it happened again, I'd do the exact same thing.
But the... He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Real ass dude of the week, Eddie the Bodyguard.
But his story is...
Big Eddie.
Big Ed.
His story is literally... Oh, that was a day later. Oh, that was a woman?
Yeah. Remember when that happened on Family Guy? It was like the entire premise of the episode.
Yeah, it was like an early episode.
Pull that up.
At a soccer...
Peter hits the...
At a soccer game. It's a... Oh, okay, baseball game. I apologize.
It's so fucking funny. Yeah, pull that scene up. It's pretty fucking funny. That really made me laugh.
I completely support this. He's like, yeah, somebody punched... The guy I'm guarding the back of the head.
It's my job.
But I mean, the whole job of a bodyguard, like anyone could be a big thug, but the main skill is like being able to assess a situation, see like, you know what I mean? Like see where a problem's coming from. Like just having all that awareness. And he's not even aware he's hitting a woman a day later. Well, it's like, oh, is that a chick? A day later.
What's the law there though with that? Because if you hire a bodyguard, that bodyguard, they're essentially, they're not, I know this is the truth with bouncers in New York. You cannot punch somebody in the face. As a bouncer, you'll be charged with fighting.
Yeah.
You'll be, you know, that's the same. They arrest bouncers for getting into physical things all the time. Even if it's, they get hit first. It becomes a you know, whatever the charge is. Is a bouncer or a bodyguard allowed to get that physical with somebody that attacks?
Probably not.
Their client.
I mean, if it can be reasonably... assess that it was self-defense, I'm sure, Like, you get arrested, but you just
hash
it out.
How's that self-defense, though, what he did? That wasn't.
Your Honor, she hit a baby.
Da baby.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, he could have just handled it differently. Yeah. Look, you know, I don't care if it's a guy. Like, if it's a dude, you know, the guy that's that big mm-hmm. can literally grab a guy by his fucking neck, put him onto a wall. That guy can't move.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At that point, it's excessive force for him to even sort of throw a strike, even if it's a fucking...
Well, it also looked like, though, there was another chick who touched the dude, and he did just shove her out of the way.
Can I see the actual attack again? Because I didn't even see him get hit.
I saw he got...
It's a she.
I'm talking about DaBaby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she threw a punch at the back of his head.
I didn't see it. Let's see.
And pause it.
So he pushes this one chick out of the way right here. On the left.
So he thought that was a dude.
So the chick with the dreads.
That's
right,
not the one who gets knocked out.
That is. That's who he thought was a dude.
With the dreads, yeah.
Yeah. He punched her.
No, it's somebody else.
Watch.
No, he even said a dread in the video, Chris.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, that's a different chick. Yeah, yeah,
he fucking punches the twice.
Oh, no, yeah, see?
There was a hand that hit him in the back of the head.
It was a hand. I saw it.
Yeah, it's a different chick.
Okay, she was even littler than the dreadlock chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, that's a chick.
Yeah, but that's not who gets knocked out.
No, it's a girl in the orange.
It's a girl in a yellow shirt, yeah.
Her?
No, watch.
This girl.
Yeah, that little girl right there. She is way smaller.
Yeah, way smaller.
But they all look like women. They all are women who look like women.
Literally the least racist thing Gino's ever said.
What? They all look like women.
They're human.
Didn't you say web nigger half an hour ago?
I am Afro-Latino, maybe you should understand.
Unbelievable what goes on in this fucking industry. Oh,
goddamn right. Sorry, Gene. It's all over, baby boy.
It's okay. Life is good, my friend.
Whether you agree or disagree with the bouncer, the reason he got Real Estate of the Week is not for the action of hitting a woman. It is the unapologetic interview that he did the next day.
He's doing his job.
The moment we said, if it happened the same way, I would do it again. I mean, goddamn.
I mean, if you're hiring a bodyguard,
that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's who you want.
Yeah.
Fuck Kevin Costner. That would have been a way better movie.
Yeah. as she's falling down, and
so I found something that says if you have a use of force as a bodyguard, you have to be able to explain it in court.
Okay, just show that video. Yeah. He's off scot free.
Bitch was out of line.
I thought it was a big bitch. Nigga, that was a big bitch. You telling me that was
had
a bitch?
Had dreads and shit.
I was supposed to know.
So funny.
Like women can't have dreads.
Yeah.
So I see this big nigga in my peripheral. He got dreads. I'm gonna
punch my artist in the head.
You want to punch my artist?
I know the predator can be invisible, so I had a limited amount of time to punch him before he vanished.
I saw three lights on the back of the baby's head.
He was about to turn.
I did not have time to cover myself in mud.
Do it. I'm here.
Yeah. Awful. All right, I got no problem with him. I got no problem with him.
I'm going to allow this, right?
Doing his job. Like, oh, we'll hire him for Skankfest next year.
Yeah, nothing could possibly go wrong.
Stupid.
Possibly go wrong. Wait, that was the first thing that's ever gone wrong. Good.
This is more a Chris thing. I finished that mug you wanted of Eddie.
Let's see. Thanks. Oh, come on.
Oh, awesome. Better than the list. Is that
it's actually a picture of Eddie.
That's T.O. I thought it was Seal. I'm
Eddie,
the worst.
Better than Lewis. Can you print that so I can give it a B?
Let me tell you something. The fact that I just thought T.O. was Seal, that's the most racist thing I've ever said. I'm
that's
like,
true.
Is that Seal or T.O.?
Dude, that's Eddie.
That's Eddie. All right.
Fine.
All right, so what happened with this Princeton grad? This is a big news story this week, right?
Yeah, so there's a Princeton grad who supposedly, at least according to the headlines, he killed his dad after his dad reduced his weekly allowance from $1,000 to $300 a week.
That's
and he was just sentenced to 30 years. But he's a graduate, and the dad had come upon hard times with money, so he gradually lowered the amount that he gave him. Mm. And then when it hit 300 a week is
that
when
was
he
too
just
low.
Yeah, and he shot him point blank in the face.
Wow.
Like, was he
explain this to me. Was he shooting him in the face because he was mad, or he was, or it was a scam hoping it would look like murder and he could have his inheritance?
No, I think he was mentally ill. It seems like the lawyers were trying to fight for the fact that he had been crazy for a while, had delusions and whatever.
Okay.
And that's what it came down to. But it did kind of go in line with the same period of time that they lowered his allowance.
Yeah. Well, you know, they love this story. They love the fact that it's a, you know, white privileged guy, evil. Easy to sink your teeth into this. Thomas Gilbert Jr. killed his father after 1,000 weekly allowance was gradually decreased to 300.
That is a guy.
His lawyer and his mother say he's mentally ill and he will appeal. That's fucking tough. So, yeah, you know, it's like your kid, it's fucking really hard. Like, if my son killed his mother, would I stand by him? Would I be like, he's mentally ill? Would I, like, because you have to be mentally
Eddie
ill.
Eddie wouldn't allow that shit.
Eddie would fucking lose his mind. Yeah.
Drop James real quick.
Where'd Eddie go? He's at the top of the Empire State Building. He's losing his shit right now. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, I don't know what I would do. I that's like a fear of mine that.
But
like,
it wouldn't.
You have a fear that your son will murder your ex?
No, wish. I'm sorry. It's a wish of mine. No, it's a fear of mine that not that he would do that, that he would just do something. He would get caught up in something.
Like atrocious.
Anything. And his freedom would be taken away. If you've ever been in a fucking jail cell, if you've ever been in cuffs in the back of a car, it sucks. It just fucking sucks, dude. And the first time is really scary. You don't know what's going on. It's like, you know, but imagine like, you know, your kid just fucking ends up like, you know, like with the wrong crowd, the wrong people. He's 16 years old. They're in a fucking car and... You know,
If I may interrupt to pay you a compliment, like you are one of the dying people, the dying breed of people. I'm dying. You're just dying breed of people that know the word parent is still a verb. And you're sitting here. Your son is what? Five, six,
six,
six. And you're talking about something, God forbid, that wouldn't happen. But that's how concerned you are about his future. Like other people don't worry that much, and they sit there and be like, "Oh, my kid's crazy." No, he's not. You put him on meds. You didn't even give him a chance to adjust. You know what I mean? So the fact that you're talking like this shows how you don't have to worry about it. You need to worry about fucking other people that don't raise their kids, and they're putting like these laws.
Well, that's exactly the problem, though. So you know, you hear about the two little kids. It's a famous story from years ago who lure a 2-year-old away from the mall and like beat the kid to death with like rocks and fucking like, and they were like two like 8 or 9 year old kids.
Right.
What are the chances are that both of those kids were twisted and fucked up,
or that one was really fucked up
and the other one was a beta pussy whose dad wasn't as tough as Eddie?
Right.
So now, like, he's fucking...
It's all about Eddie.
He's a follower.
Now, was that the kids that...
There's one Eddie, and then there's one Lewis in that situation. And he needs to be the Eddie.
That story, was the British kids, right?
Were they British? I thought they
there's
were
There's a British story where they blamed... Because they tried to say that the one kid's dad rented Child's Play 3. And then that inspired
them. Who cares
them.
What they fucking rented?
Yes, they were... I see the article,
but that proves the point. Like, they put
batteries up the kid's butt.
This is what.
What they're trying to bring him back to life.
Yeah.
They put a drum on him and rabbit ears.
Fuck.
This is what goes on in the world. Like the real people that worry about the people that worry about the story.
Gee, that was a great joke. We have to sit in it for a second. Okay, they put a drum on him and rabbit ears. And
right, there you go. There you go. I'm trying to top Zach. I'm not going to do it today, but it's a good
time. That's fucking so fucked up and funny. Holy shit, dude. They put batteries
in. It's stupid.
Well, it's just like, you know, that's a real fear. They took the pair took James. To a railway line and tortured, beaten, sexually assaulted him. They poured modeling paint into it. Oh, God damn
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ.
Sewing him, clubbed him with bricks before leaving him on the railway to be hit by a train. Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Kill those kids and the parents. But don't you think like when there's a school shooting, they should try, like after the kid's off themselves, thanks God. Thank
I mean,
God. They should try the parents for
monster,
that crime.
He kind of looks adorable in the mugshot.
Should they try the parents for the crime? No. I watched a very interesting TED Talk. It's rare that I watch TED Talks, mm-hmm. right? But it was with the mom of one of the Columbine shooters.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting.
We watched it in the cab together.
Oh, okay. We did, actually, yeah. And, oh, Jesus Christ.
That's the one that got killed?
That's a little kid,
yes.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to hear about this TED Talk from the mom. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just interesting and, you know.
But what did she have to say?
I don't listen when bitches talk, but I was trying to just come.
That's so funny to
me. I just beating off to this woman's pain. It's not your fault. That's right. It's not your fault.
But it's kind of your fault.
Put it on. Put it on for a second. We'll give it a couple minutes of it. It's just pretty interesting. Just talking about the perspective of, like, you know,
of what
everyone says what you say, which is like, oh, you got to blame the parents to a certain degree, but there's other outside factors. So you have to understand this, right? There's kids who are in daycare and they're sexually abused by, you know, their babysitter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with the parents. It fucks them up. It sends them on a trajectory of fucking evil, right?
Right.
It, you know, so no, it's not always that case. There's sometimes they have another, they're bullied by kids in school and they're tortured and they're not dealing with abuse or they're not dealing with physical pain or violence from their mom or dad, but they're dealing with violence from other kids.
Everyone was bullied to some extent. Yeah, anyone with a big brother or little brother was bullied.
Gino, yeah, to a certain extent. But what about the kids who are bullied to a higher extent where it's sexual or it's really like at a year where it's in a formative year where they're 3 or 4 years old and they can't process what bullying is?
Is that what happened to the Columbine kids?
I have no idea, but you don't know either. So to automatically say like it's the parents' fault, I believe in personal responsibility as a parent, but at the same time, that's another fear. This is why when I see other parents, and this is why I'm very preachy about peaceful parenting, because you don't know where you're sending your fucking kid out, and they're dealing with another kid who's being legitimately fucking abused, and now they are abused by this kid or whatever, and that happens way more often than you think. Siblings as well as another case, so I'm not always, you know, you have to raise your kids the right way, obviously, you got to raise them peacefully, but you know, sometimes things are out of your control. And I don't just, it's not a foregone conclusion that somebody who's a school shooter had shitty parents.
I disagree, and I have no right to disagree with someone who's an actual parent like yourself and a damn good one. But I just have a problem with it. Like, you sit here and say these things happen, and they do, but as a parent, like, I could see if the kid's 50, but I'm sorry, if a kid's coming home 17, 18, 15, 16, like, yeah, I'm going to go get a gun, or you can't realize a kid's getting a gun. And there's always, I'm sorry, but the consistent thread in all of these shootings, I find, it's never like, yeah, the kid was just home in his apartment, then one day he snuck out and got a gun. It's always like, oh, they had a garage where they sat there and they built weapons, or, you know, they were on 800 meds.
Hold on, I know a lot of kids who were, like, would fit that description. I grew up with those kids who were, like, a little bit weird, autistic, you know, who, you know, we're
host a show with one
gothy shit. But I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like Zach, I didn't know Zach in high school, but after the whole Columbine thing,
he wasn't
in
high school.
I guarantee you, Zach, people were like, oh, Zach's a fucking weirdo. You got to watch out for this guy. It's almost became a joke, right? But it's like, at what point? And then parents who are extremely disconnected from sort of, you know, social media and the internet, they're looking for the best in their kids. You're not looking at your kid and going, this is a fucking murderer. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I just said before, the conversation started off with, if my son murdered his mother, would I stand by him? Right? Now, that's it's me being a good father, but if he did, they'd go, oh shit, he was raised in a shitty way, and look, the dad's making excuses for him. It's just...
Well, I always thought it was fucked up when they, like, the dude, Brock Turner, the rapist kid, like, whatever, throw that kid in jail. But, like, the fact that people were, like, raking his dad over the coals for just trying to defend his son from going to jail. It's like, come on.
You got to defend your kid, dude. I mean, I'd fight to the death. If my son murdered somebody and they had it on video, I would likely defend him until the fucking the end. And that's just the way parents are. You're supposed to. I don't know. And that's probably why he'll never murder somebody.
But you also have said this, like, comedy is like anything else. Like, your kid is no different from anything else we do. You have to be his biggest fan and his worst critic. And you are with your kid. You know, you sit there and brag about your kid, but you also make jokes about the thing he does that drive you nuts, and you fucking address that.
Of course.
You don't look the other way. Like, a lot of the... I'm sorry. Like,
I completely agree.
Yeah, you know what? I took care of my kid. Why? Oh, I took him to a doctor and he gave him all these fucking pain meds. All these fucking, you know, prescription meds. You suck a dick as a parent.
Yeah.
Nobody could.
And that's easy for me to say because I don't have kids and I know I'm overstepping and I'm exaggerating, but driven insane by this.
To play devil's advocate again, it's like, if your kid is psychologically fucked up, right, and you've tried sort of every channel to, like, help him.
That's a very generic statement.
No, it's not. But okay. I'm saying I probably could have used medication for my ADD and my ADHD as a kid. I'm telling you, or at the very least, I should have been diagnosed, and they should have understood that I wasn't a fucking retard, and I wasn't a kid who was a problem child, but I was a kid who should have been learning differently, right? And we know this now, right? And this is why you know, to put kids in a classroom with 40 kids learning the exact same way, at the exact same speed, the exact same test, it's psychotic. That's not the way people learn. And if you want to get the best out of people, you have to sort of be a little bit more specific. So, no, I probably could have benefited, but I probably could have benefited from medication, being in therapy. There was a lot of shit that I had a shitty mom. But I'm now that I've gone through therapy and medication.
So sort of like Eddie mentorship.
If I had an Eddie in my life, I could have fucking really... really succeeded, guys.
I think that comes, like, I'll tell you, I thank God, although my parents, my mother would have never let me, like, I'm 50, I'm older, but I've always been like this. I would have been, doctors would have told my parents to put me on ADD if that shit existed in the mid-70s. Yeah. They would have. On top of that, you said it, like,
Gino won't stop playing with the abacus.
He could read a sundial before he could read a book. Look.
Shit.
you're on fire today, you handsome motherfucker. But I'm saying, like, and it is up to parents. Like, look, I'm going to brag here. I skipped second grade when I was a kid. Because that's another thing. Your parents, like, they have to keep an eye and be like, look, he's bored with whatever is going on in first grade. Put him in. And it's stupid. But no matter, I'm saying no matter what the time, whether it's 1979 or fucking 2019, as a parent, you're like, all right, I got to keep an eye on my kid. And if he's getting restless, if you're a good parent, and you are, Lewis, then you, because you're going to get away with him killing his mom. If you are a good parent, you will fucking see what's going on in your kid and know. You won't be like, look, you're too rambunctious. Let me make my life easier, and rather than figure out what makes you so curious, let me just fucking dumb you down with drugs so I can go back to my fucking wine and my fucking kids, Oprah book club.
But it's also, once again, Gino, I think you are just...
And it's oversimplified for me because I don't know.
You're oversimplifying
kids.
In a major, without a major doubt. Way. It's, every case is different. You really have to look at every single case. And, dude, if your fucking kid was fucking... You know, having, like, hearing voices, I think you'd say, let me try whatever I could do to make sure he doesn't have to deal with that. There's that scene in, or what's that, that show on Netflix, the,
13 Reasons Why?
The Upside Down.
Stranger Things?
Stranger Things. The Upside Down.
It's like, just when that kid, there's a scene where the kid is, like, crying to his mom, Winona Ryder. She's like, because he keeps on going back to this fucking place, and he's just crying, and the mom is so lost. She's like, I don't know what to do. I'm going to get you help, but she's blindly saying it. Like, there's nothing there. It's
you're
just
comparing Stranger Things to what goes on in, like, real life with these school shootings. All right, go on. I'm sorry. It's your show.
But as a parent, I watched that scene. It was like fucking literally like God. It's like almost like heart wrenching. It was really really fucking tough. And yeah, if there was a fucking pill that you can give your kid to not go back to that dark place, you might try that pill before you.
We should Eddie's probably. House. Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie's house. This Eddie guy gets all the slugs. Best broadcaster ever.
Let's see.
I killed it.
Anything else? What else is going on here? You guys got a lot of stories today, guys. Really good. Good job, Shannon. Okay, so what happened with JetBlue? I'm flying a lot lately. I gotta start buying from one place, right?
Delta.
How does that work?
I do Delta. But it took me a while. I just started like 4 or 5 years ago. I'm all Delta now.
What credit card do you have?
I don't have a credit card.
You should get a Sapphire card. You know, you get triple points for travel.
Venture? Is that Capital One?
Food. No, Sapphire's Chase.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe I will.
Yeah.
You take enough. There's so many good cards.
I don't like having a credit card.
Yeah, but
because they can track
you. Just put an auto pay on it. And it just pays it out at the end of the month like a debit card.
Yeah.
The amount of Ubers you take, you get, like I said, you get triple points that you can redeem for travel from
travel.
So
Ubers as well?
Yeah.
That
any
counts
travel.
As travel?
Yeah.
Get out of town.
That's better than the Venture card?
I think so.
I do the Delta. I have an Amex Delta. But the thing is, whether you do that, whatever, it's time to commit to one airline. It really is.
Time
no matter what.
Commit to one airline and also.
Frontier.
Whatever.
No.
The, you know, the fast thing. You know, to get through fast.
Oh, clear?
TSA pre-check?
Pre-check.
No, I don't even think you need that.
There's also the thing clear where they, like, you do like an eye scan and you walk right through. Those pre-check, that's a little shorter. The clear is like, that's like 5 minutes.
Clear is a new thing?
Yeah.
Now, when you fly, see, this is the thing to this day, because me and Berg have this conversation all the time, because we did a gig in whatever, Cleveland. It's a commuter flight. He pays an extra whatever, like $600 for first class on a commuter flight.
Berg?
He's insane. So he can sit like in that slightly
larger
seat.
Yeah. He's 3 feet tall. Yeah, he doesn't need the leg room.
And get Oreo
you guys
fins.
Could probably save and just have him sit on your lap during the flight.
You don't have a papoose for him?
But like, I
put him in a baby Bjorn. Yeah. Just have him.
That's pretty good.
To this day, I sleep on planes. Like, I'm always coach, and I was just like, if it's, I prefer morning flights, not, and I do direct because I used to do like a layover to save $80 and realize I'm blowing 100 at the airport, you know?
Yeah.
On the layover, but
three drinks.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, and you just.
How do I get, Shannon, how do I get clear? How do I do that right now, please? Because I will never do it. That's my problem.
Yeah, like you probably get to the airport every time. I'm the same way. I like look at the stupid thing and I'm like, why didn't I just do that?
I know.
I say it every time I'm here.
I'm flying Thursday. Then I'm flying again next week. I'm traveling all over the fucking world right now.
And you are like a guy who's very high strung when you travel.
Yeah, I've gotten a little bit better about it.
Type A. Dude, I was in the Hard Rock checking in when he had his fight. He's just emptying his bags out in the lobby, screaming at Michael Bisping.
Yeah.
Bisping looked like he was going to rip his fucking face off.
Bisping was so mad. Bisping was so mad. No, what happened was I didn't have a scale with me. It was for my fight at the Hard Rock. I didn't have a scale because Bisping didn't want to bring his fucking scale. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fine, I guess I don't have a scale. And then we're running late, and I got to go to the weigh-ins.
It was a CVS across the street.
No, but that's not the point, okay? You're not understanding. Mm-hmm. We were running late. Mm-hmm. I had to be at the fucking pool for the weigh-ins. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if I hit weight or not because I didn't have a scale with me. So I'm sitting there fucking not eating. I'm starving, not drinking anything because I'm nervous. I had no idea what my weight was at that time. And then when I got there, when I was supposed to check into the hotel, the room wasn't ready. So I couldn't even go into the room, get changed, and go to like work out and get a quick sweat on. It was just all at once. And because they didn't have my room ready, that's what set me off. And then I'm fucking emptying out my bag, trying to find shit. And people are looking at me like I'm a lunatic. Life. But, you know, I won that fight. Pull up Shannon, Google image me really quick.
Well, also figure out how to sign up for Clear.
I was about to say, what happened to the Clear?
I have the form.
Does it cost money? What does it entail?
Shannon, will you sign up for Clear for me?
Dude, have you never seen those lines? It's fucking sweet.
No, but I mean, what does it entail to get on Clear? Are you on it?
Guys, shut the fuck up.
I don't fly enough.
Please, guys, we're just cross-talking like psychopaths.
I thought that was a good conversation.
Shannon, what were you saying?
I have the form up. It says that the main thing is like your photo ID and the name that you enter have to match. But then I have to enter your stuff to go to the next page.
Shannon, you have to do this. This is part of production today. Is you have to sign me up for Clear. Okay.
Okay.
How much is it?
I can't find it yet. Let me just still look. But I have your images right now.
All right. Let me see the images. Watch how hot I was. Go to the medium quality images because there's one where I look like fucking gorgeous. It's crazy. Medium. All right, now go down.
Your dimples are really pronounced here.
Oh, Shannon, you like that photo, huh? Shannon, it meant you want to kiss that cheek right there.
Yeah, your cheek, sure.
Aww. Go ahead, keep on going down. No, you got to see the one where I'm fucking... No, that's not it. Keep on going. Nope. Keep going. Keep going.
You look like Justin Silver in that one, you handsome motherfucker.
I like how you have to go down to medium quality.
Now you look like
so
a
you
girl.
Look decent.
Keep going.
This with Diego and Mike?
No, my chest looks a little sunken there. Keep going.
Dave looking pretty good.
Keep going.
Look like Kurt
Dave's consistently gorgeous.
There's already lying. Oh, no, that's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Keep going. Keep going. Okay. I have
You're very
no
fat
idea.
Here.
Shannon, shut the
You're
fuck
very
up, you dumb bitch.
Here.
Make me fucking
Wait,
sick.
Is that even you?
That was Lewis on Comedy Knockout.
I love the Gomez. There's been three Gomez from the Addams Family pictures. There's another one. Look at that. There you go.
Maybe do high quality. Maybe it was a high quality image and I didn't.
You're losing the argument when Christian Finnegan pops up.
Oh, my God. No, do large, Shannon. Maybe it's a large quality.
Those are the fat pictures of you.
Go ahead. Go down. Go down. Go down.
Did they have boys husky size them? Oh, Ian Fidance? Yeah, you look great.
God damn it. I was fucking gorgeous in one of these photos. I swear to God. I was so gorgeous.
That's from two weeks ago.
Yeah, no, I can't find it. These are really bad. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah, that's a great
yes.
Bob Kelly.
Oh, Doggy.
That's because you're next to Bobby.
Doggy, look at
because
me.
Because we can see your collarbones. Go down.
Shannon, look at that.
Yeah, the clap.
Don't you want that on top of you?
No.
Pumping away.
Holding you down, saying no one can hear you scream. You don't want that.
Hey, look at me. Are you fucking kidding me?
Fight me off. That really turns me on.
You don't think I'm hot as fuck there?
No.
You don't think I'm hot as fuck there?
No. I like bigger.
Do you like me better now?
She does.
Yeah.
Shut up,
She only
Shannon.
Dates biggers.
Without the mustache.
You have no self-esteem.
I just have a preference. I don't like skinny. I don't like it.
I think you look great there. Thanks for getting that, Zach. I think you look great there.
Yeah. Well, and the mustache, by the way, I've decided to ugly up myself. I'm too good looking.
Oh.
Got to make it a challenge.
Yeah.
Understood.
Getting too many hot chicks, that's the problem. Mm. They like me too much. I got to fight them off.
Yeah.
So, all right, look, we're going to wrap this one.
It's been a fun show.
Always a good time, man.
It's always a great time. Gina Bisconti, Chris from Brooklyn.
Wait, hold on. I have Tracy Carnazzo and Mike Cannon.
Okay, there we go. It'll be a fun one on Wednesday. Thank you for tuning into the Real Ass Podcast.
If you're listening live, we're all partying tomorrow night at the Stand.
We're all partying tomorrow night at the Stand. We'll see you then. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.